the 46th of the Midos that HaTorah nicknamed Bahem is Hamachkim et Rabo, someone who makes his Rebbe a Chacham, makes his Rebbe learned. What does it mean that someone makes his Rebbe learned? Generally, the Talmud comes to the Rebbe because the Rebbe is already learned. And there are two basic interpretations that are found in the Mefarshim. One is found in many Mefarshim, including the Midrash Shmuel in his first Perush and the Teferis Yisrael. It says not literally someone who makes his Rebbe learned, but someone who holds his Rebbe to be learned, someone who respects his Rebbe as a Chacham. Midrash Shmuel explains that someone who respects his Rebbe as a Chacham, not just a, another regular guy, but as someone with unique wisdom, will run after that wisdom and lap it up and become wise himself. The Teferet Yisrael adds that even after a student becomes very accomplished, perhaps becomes a rabbi in Talmud Chacham on his own, he should still respect the wisdom of his Rebbeim. So in this first Perush, Machim is Rabo means to hold one's Rebbe, to be a Chacham, to respect the Chachma of one's Rebbe. However, the Machzer Vitri gives a different Perush. The Midrash Shmuel also brings this down in his as his second Perush. And a number of other Mefarshim, they say, no, it is a student who makes his makes his Rebbe smarter by the Milchamta Shel Torah, by the Bapula Shel Torah, by the interaction of the Beis Medrash. He notes how Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and whatever Rabbi Yochanan said, Reish Lakish would ask 24 kashas, 24 questions against. And through asking those 24 questions, Reish Lakish would make Rabbi Yochanan a greater chacham, because when a Rebbe is challenged by his students, when they ask good questions, when they demand a deeper analysis, then the Rebbe will live up to it, will provide it, and will think about the issue more deeply, and will understand the issue better because of the questions that are posed by his Talmidim. So according to this Perush, Machmis Rabo means a student who is an active student, not just a passive listener, but who actively engages the Rebbe in Milchamta Shel Torah, who has questions against the Rebbe, and causes the Rebbe to delve deeper and to understand on a deeper level and to become a greater Chacham. I would like to propose that these two Perushim, while they are different Perushim, are not, diametrical opposites, but rather complementary. How can a student ask the kind of questions and interact and argue with his Rebbe in a way that will increase the Torah knowledge of both them, that will lead to Yagdol Torah v'Yadir, to a deeper understanding of the Torah, only if he's Mekayim the first Perush, Machmis Rabo, holds his Rebbe in high esteem. A Talmud who has a low opinion of his Rebbe, who does not think his Rebbe is such a Chacham, will just ask questions to disprove him, will not ask questions that really aim to get at the greater truth. If I don't believe that my Rebbe has deep Chachma, then the questions I ask will be questions of disrespect, questions of one-upmanship, not questions that really bring out a greater, deeper knowledge of Torah. But if I machim its rabo, according to the first Perush, if I hold my Rebbe to be a great Chacham, if I respect that my Rebbe understands Torah in a broader and deeper fashion than I do, then I'll ask a different kind of questions. I won't ask a question in order to prove that I know better. I will ask a question because I really believe that he has the answer, because I really believe that he knows more than he's letting on, because I really believe that he knows the sugya deeper than he's saying over in Shir. And then my questions will bring out that depth of understanding that is latent in my Rebbe and lead to a greater understanding of the Torah on behalf of all of us. I will be machmir my Rebbe, and I will also be kona Torah. After all, it's one of the 48 meters of Torah that Torah is acquired through, because I've brought greater chachma out of my Rebbe. So if we want to grow in Torah, we must dedicate ourselves to both Pirushim in machmis rabo. We have to have a healthy, honest, deep respect for our Rebbe's chachma. And once we have that deep respect, now we can fight with him. Until I respect my Rebbe, it's chutzpah to fight with him and to argue. Once I respect my Rebbe, now it's a kavod. It's respectful to argue and fight with my Rebbe. Because what I'm saying is I can argue with you and ask questions because I know that you ultimately have the answer to them. I know that there's more depth in you that I want to take out. And thereby, by fulfilling both Perushim of Machmis Rabo, I can bring out a greater chachma for my Rebbe, bring that into myself, and we can both grow in our kinyan of Torah.